glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
7:32 Illinois time. I'm Tim Nelson with Mark and friends for this Thursday, January 20th. Great to have you here with us on this cold January day in 2022. The Bible isn't just another great book. It is God's Word, given by God to tell us about Himself. Peter declared, "We did not follow cunningly devised fables, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." From 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 and 21, Paul stressed all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. From 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, let the Bible be your firm foundation today. Let it be the staff of life that nourishes your soul. Let it be the sword of the Spirit that cuts away sin. The Bible has wisdom for every situation we encounter, every decision we'll make, and every moral dilemma we face. Praise God that His Word has an answer to all of life's questions.
In the morning, when I arise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I arise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Just give me Jesus. I'm alone. When I am alone. Oh, when I am alone. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus.
You're listening to Mark and Friends from Great News Media. This is Tim Nelson. I'm at the WLUJ studios this morning. Sometimes we come to you from the Great News Radio studios in the Champaign-Urbana area. Today we're in Springfield. Pastor Jonathan Franklin from the Ministerial Alliance of Springfield and Vicinity is in the studio along with Minister Wendell Jenkins, and there is a special event coming up. Let's see, here we are on the 20th of January. This is coming up here in about another 10 days or so in February. I love the title of this.
It's called the Moses Stop the Plague Revival Meeting. And it's an example of when King David had to stop the plague that was coming down because he did a census. And God sent the plague as the punishment because he said a census. But Moses went out and stood where he saw the angel of the Lord, and he offered a sacrifice. And so that's what we want to do. We're going to offer a 12-day, 12 the number of completion, a 12-day revival, a sacrifice for the leaders of God to come out, and we're going to lay before God because we've allowed the world 2 years and the doctors to do something to remove this plague and the pandemic, but we know what the real true answer is. The answer comes from God. Yeah. So we're going to lay out before the Lord, and we're going to ask God to lift this plague here in Springfield, because we know God manifests himself in a mighty way in Springfield. Then we know all over the world believers will begin to recognize what it takes for the plague or the pandemic to be lifted.
Pastor Franklin, you're with the Ministerial Alliance of Springfield and Vicinity. So tell us, how did this all come about as far as getting this on the calendar and realizing this is what God is leading you all to do?
Thank you, Tim, for having us today. This revival is the brainchild of Minister Jenkins. Minister Jenkins is a tremendous evangelist. He does the work of the evangelist. And his heart is getting the word out. And so I share that. And so when he proposed this, I had him come to the latest Alliance meeting and submit the proposal. And the Alliance embraced it and decided to act on it. And so that basically is where it comes from and what our involvement in it is. We have the leaders and in the community, and now we have a plan. You know, we'll offer this to God and see what God does with it.
This will, Minister Jenkins, this will start up on February 1st.
Yes. Every day from the 1st to the 12th, it'll be at a different pastor's church. And it will be starting every day at 6 o'clock p.m. in the evening. And we have the list of churches following after that. So if anyone really want to know, we'll definitely be glad to get you the information. We'll have flyers out. So we don't think it'll be hard to find, but if in case you do need to contact one of us, just call Mount Zion or look up Bishop Franklin, Jonathan Franklin, and you'll be able to find out. But I'm sure we have enough flyers out for people to be find access to it.
If you're listening in the Springfield area, you can, well, if you're even listening beyond here, you can always listen to WLUJ.org, because I think we'll probably hear an announcement from the two of you and maybe some more people, too, reminding people between now and February 1st and maybe even beyond that about this event going on, because we want a lot of people to be there.
Amen.
And be in on this, whether they're a Christian leader or not.
Hallelujah.
Right, right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, this is not just for Christian leaders. This is for, you know, actually all God's people are leaders.
Yeah.
That whole divide thing, I don't think, is working against us. Hmm. But we want the Christian community to come together.
Hallelujah.
And to worship God, because that is always the solution. Mm-hmm. When there are problems, if my people will humble themselves and pray.
Hallelujah.
That's
yes.
Always the solution. And so we're simply trying to act on that and pray that God would accept our sacrifice.
And I've heard you talk before, Pastor Franklin, at a prayer meeting, when the church is not being the church, that's when things happen that shouldn't happen.
Right, right, right. You know? And in any society, God has intended that the church should be the stewards of his earth. And so what happens in a society is based primarily on where the church is standing with God in the moment. Charles Finney said, everything wrong in society, it's the church's fault. what we're asking people, even if they are not able to attend these meetings, we're asking the whole Springfield Christian community to come to prayer, to come together, whether it's in their church or in their home or in their small group. We need to pray and seek God for direction.
Hallelujah.
Our society is growing increasingly violent. We're passing laws that are detrimental to human life. And the church is the only thing that stands between what, and we know that we're facing the end time. The Lord is soon to come. The system of the Antichrist is being put in place. But Paul said, only he who lets will let until he be taken out of the way. The church is to occupy until Jesus comes. And that's what we're seeking to do, is just be about our Father's business.
Pastor Jonathan Franklin from the Ministerial Alliance of Springfield and Vicinity, and Minister Wendell Jenkins, thank you for being in the studio with us today. And by the way, if you want to hear this interview again about this revival in the Springfield area, later on today we will post this to the Mark and Friends website. Just go to WLUJ.org, WLUJ.org, or GreatNewsRadio.org, and click on the Mark and Friends link and get more of this information. Or you can always give us a call here at the station, and we'll give you Pastor Jonathan Franklin or Minister Wendell Jenkins information as well. Our number is 217-528-2300, 217-528-2300.
Tim, there's one more thing that I need to mention. Minister Jenkins did a teaching on plagues, whether they are from God or whether they are from men. The question is being, you know, some people are blaming China for it. The Bible presents a very clear teaching that plagues come from God. Minister Jenkins does a tremendous job of walking you from Genesis to Revelation, all of the teachings that the Bible has about plagues, why they come, what is expected, how God's people are to respond to it. He does a tremendous job. And anybody that is interested to know can go to Wendell Jenkins Sr., and his name, Wendell, W-I-N-D-O-L, Jenkins Sr., can pull up that teaching. And if you listen to it, you will have no doubt in your mind that this comes from God. And when we know that it came from God, then we also know how we are to respond to it. And that's why we're promoting revival, because this is how we are to how to respond to that. In the midst of it, we're still giving God the praise.
I have found a priceless treasure that the world can never give. I have found a precious Savior, and for Him alone I live. Oh, how sweetly I am resting in His all-protecting care. Troubled mind, only He can still the tempest and my broken spirit bind. Oh, how sweetly I am resting in His all-protecting care.
Praise Him, for I know He
Priscilla Shire has a good word for us today. She wants to encourage us to base our prayers on the promises of God.
You don't have to know the details of how everything is going to work out, but you can base a single prayer directly on the promises of God, because he is not a man that he should lie. And I've been thinking about sometimes how prayer can be difficult, you know, depending upon what you're facing in your life in that particular season. It literally can be difficult to form the words. And I want you to know that from my own experience, that as I have mentioned to you throughout our time together, it has been a tough couple years for us. As a family, for me personally, we've experienced the loss of one family member after another, including a cousin of mine who actually was my best friend in her just late 30s, mid-30s actually, four small children. We experienced the loss of my beloved grandfather, and then not even a full month later, the loss of my own mother. And then a week after her funeral, I had to go in to have a major, major surgery because of something that they found in my lung, and one thing after the other. And even as I was recovering from that lung surgery, then all of the crisis hit with the pandemic that was faced globally. And then before we could even, all of us could recover from that, then racial tensions bubbled to the surface here in the United States of America. It's been one thing after the other. And sometimes when the load of life is really heavy, and you feel like you just can't even come up with the words that you could say to pray, I'm telling you, base your prayers directly on the promises of God. Literally just say exactly right back to him what he's already said to you. What better thing to pray than just to say, Lord, this is what you said. So I'm going to go ahead and pray completely and fully in alignment with what it is that you have already said.
Thank you.
There's Twyla Paris on this Thursday edition of Mark and Friends from Great News Media. This is Tim Nelson. Let me leave you today with a scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It's the words of the Apostle Paul. The message of the cross is foolish to those who are headed for destruction, but we who are being saved know it is the very power of God. As the scriptures say, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and discard the intelligence of the intelligent. So where does this leave the philosophers, the scholars, and the world's brilliant debaters? God has made the wisdom of this world look foolish, since God in his wisdom saw to it that the world would never know him through human wisdom. He's used our foolish preaching to save those who believe.